Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. As we left off, the folks were leaving Red Larch, don't say it, heading out to Lance Rock.
Losing it.
So who would like to give me a survival roll to see how well you follow directions?
Who's
going to be the good survival?
And I'm not paying attention.
Well, I have a survival 3. What do you have?
I have a survival... Oh, 3. I thought it was 5.
Okay.
Wow. So, well, you're both 2 outlanders.
Okay, so is someone going to assist, or is someone...
I'll assist him,
okay,
I guess.
So go ahead and roll first. Or you can both roll at the same time.
I got a 20. I mean, not natural, but...
Well, you probably would have been the better leader. Mine's 15.
Okay, and roll advantage because she's assisting you with her really good assist. That's
that?
A 20.
Oh, a natural 20.
So that would be 23.
And
plus
it was on
whatever.
The evil
so,
die.
Yeah, on the evil die.
So can you set the scene die. As dark, as night, as
It was actually afternoon when you guys were leaving. Thankfully, it's pretty...
Should we just say late morning? I prefer late
no,
morning.
No, it was afternoon.
We want to go with the light of pillow.
Well, yes, but you guys were dicking around in Red Larch for so long. It's now
your fanaticism does not affect
that. Religious?
Let's wait till late. Well, no, you can say it's auspicious to go in late morning.
Yes, to rise with the sun.
Religious fundamentalists. Okay, the time for adventure is now.
Or we could go now, because I'm likely to lose interest in this very quickly. You can wait until tomorrow if you want, but I may find something else to do.
Okay, well, thankfully, with your two masterful survivalists in the group, you guys managed to go out there without encountering any problems, and you actually make pretty good time. So the sun's still pretty far in the horizon.
We have the blessings of Apollo
dark
behind
yet.
Us.
Yes, the sun.
Perhaps I'll take my overly fancy hat and fan myself. Yeah. Perhaps Pelor could be a little less blessing right now. Warm.
And for all we know, it doesn't get dark until like 10, which happens. Like I was in Switzerland, I'm like, it's 10 o'clock, and it's only now getting dark.
But that's because you're in the north part of the world. So, as you come up on Lance Rock, you see that Lance Rock is a narrow 25-foot manhair of bare gray rock that juts eastward at a 60-degree angle. This rock obviously does not indigenously belong here. It looks like it was harpooned into the ground
ancient
long,
aliens.
Long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient
Did you
aliens.
See the monolith episode last night?
No.
No, I'm not that much of a nerd.
I wait to binge watch them on History 2.
I'll say what Xander would say if he's here. Nerd.
And
she just likes the laugh of the guy with the funny ear.
You know,
like, he hosted it. It's Sopranos' new Ancient Aliens Ultimate Evidence, I think it was called. I think it's a new Ancient Aliens series.
Each season, his hair's getting more and more alien-like. I think he's slowly being replaced.
You know what was really cool? I found out
Hey, guys.
Okay. So, as you guys walk, get closer to this, you obviously know that this gray granite is distinctly not indigenous to this area. Everything around is limestone, so you survivalists can inform the group that this rock is not supposed to be here, naturally speaking.
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural.
Natural, that is.
Well, it was a draconic spear once upon a time.
I don't know. It does look like a rock.
So, you guys, with your natural 20, you spotted a trail when you guys got close to this with no problem. And are you guys following the trail? Or are you following just off the trail?
Well, it would mean we would have to climb the rock if we did not follow
Well, you can go around the rock.
I'd say we knock on the front door.
Well, there's no door. It's a trail. Are you going to follow the trail?
Pelor has gifted us with the sight of this trail. I think we should take it.
It looks like the easiest way.
Trails tend to lead to front doors, or well-used something. So we should knock on the front door.
Okay. So you guys start going down the trail, and you actually see a rickety wooden sign.
Okay.
A neatly painted sign that reads in common, "Come no closer, lest you catch the disfiguring plague that affects me!"
Well, this has been a lovely walk. Thank you all.
And it's signed, "The Lord of Lance Rock."
I'm going to take out my napkin and hold it extravagantly, my handkerchief over my...
Very foppish.
Yes. I'm going to go up to the sign with my slightly large frame, put a foot on the sign, and just lean until it breaks.
And the sign just snaps and falls into the dirt.
Joey.
Yes.
Good.
I'm always up for a little random property damage. It certainly didn't take that poor leper any time to put that sign up.
Or neatly painted either.
It's so optimistic.
Perhaps I can really be of service to this this poor individual.
Yes, we'll certainly need carpentry services too.
I cannot help him with that.
Not my trade.
Okay, so you guys continue.
Look, I just created a job.
This is like that trickle down economics.
You're helping
from
the economy.
War is the
creation. Was that Zog who said that?
God, you are all awful people.
we don't deny.
We'll
this
go one. To the door.
Okay, so you guys are actually following the trail, and it leads to a cave mouth, and you see another warning sign there. That again says the same thing, written just as neatly, elegant little penmanship.
More exclamation points.
More
You're going
exclamation.
The wrong way.
What do you guys do?
They're just there to scare you.
Do you enter the cave?
I'll take the sign with me this time.
So you're pulling up the sign. Okay.
This is like some sort of shield, like.
Are you using it as an umbrella to keep the sun out of your eyes?
A parasol.
I think
well, we're going into a cave,
fairly
so
dark.
It's
cave.
Silly.
I assume it's to shoo the bats away.
Is the cave lit or is it dark?
How many naturally lit caves do you know of?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's being well used, there could be torches along the
way. From what you're seeing, and by the way, each square is 10 feet, here's the cave opening. And it seems to be dark inside. But there is a sign right out there that the Dragonborn just pulled up.
Okay. Who else has dark vision?
You have the wrong
figures. I do! And
what do you mean I have
the Dragonborn
wrong
have dark vision?
Oh, you know, I don't think I do.
Nope. We need a light.
Kelly, yeah. Does tieflings have dark vision?
Oh, yes, I do.
Everybody. She also has light, too. So
I can also
create the light of Pelor.
Exactly.
Do you want to do that? Because I can't see.
Hold on. I cast light on the sign.
I was gonna put light on the
freaking funny.
You as well can do that.
I was gonna put light on my mace.
Okay, so
fact,
I love glowing weapons.
Can I make it just the ink that's lit?
Sure.
I will give that to
okay.
you.
Oh, I think he gets advantage.
Okay. so
that's cute.
So now the sign's letters are glowing and
my mace will glow like the sun of my lord.
Okay, so your mace is now a torch as well.
But see, now I can pivot it away. It's directional.
Okay.
Oh, I know. You want to bring it everywhere.
Yes, I'd like to shed the light of my Lord Pelor. Oh. You should be so blessed.
I am. Okay,
I do recommend you don't be the first one, though, going in. Let those better trained.
Excuse me?
Are you squishy cloth? What's your weapon armor?
Scale mail.
We're going to use that
for
you.
Never mind.
It's very flamboyant.
Like those of us in the service of Pelor do not shy away from what it takes to put down the darkness.
They attack the darkness all the time.
And yet you
shoot
the
darkness.
We do have Mountain Gale. Okay, so what are you guys going to do? You have a cave mouth in front of you, a Mountain Dew in front of me.
I well, we better be going in then. We took the sign, and we've got these fine lights, and, I mean, it's a bit blinding, honestly. Can't understand why you need so much light in a cave, but all right.
Actually, I don't, but...
Some of us aren't so blessed with our eyes.
So what'll be the marching order?
Well, I think
I am not afraid to go first.
Go for it.
And spread my light to the world.
She's spreading herself
to the world. I would
like
to shine as a beacon for goodness.
I'll be myself. In the middle.
You're here on the podcast.
I'm going to have to hurt my eyes.
Yes, you are.
Where would you like to go?
Well, I'm not super-dee-doo-pretty squishy, but I'm kind of squishy.
Then I'll take up the rear.
I'm taking what up the rear?
Yeah, you and your husband are meant to be together. Just saying.
Okay, so the cave mouth opens.
Yes. My arrows will reach.
So we have the cleric, the fighter, the monk, the sorcerer, and the ranger. Okay. So the cave mouth opens into darkness from which a breeze blows.
Is it a fetid breeze?
Yeah. Carrying a faint odor of death.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a break and put the handkerchief on my mouth.
Your hanky is now around your mouth.
And now he looks all menacing and like bandity.
It has lace probably along the edge of his hanky. So.
Look, he looks highwayman-ish.
Yeah, and a hint of perfume.
Don't touch anything.
Inside is a natural cave, the floor and ceiling uneven. The passage leads to the west, narrowing as it proceeds.
I'm pulling on gloves in case I have to touch anything.
So you
He's
guys
been
going,
a dandy, isn't he?
Are you guys going in?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not an adventurer, I just ended up in this show.
I just started training on how to kill people, and somehow people are hiring me to kill people.
I found this thing. It's sharp and snappy.
I have a.
You put the pointed end at the thing you want to go
Sweetie.
Away.
I have a sharpie if you need.
We'll just do that.
She's left.
She's squeaking. That's wheezing. It's like a mouse giggle.
I guess we're done.
Okay.
This was a lovely trip.
So are you guys going in?
Yes, we're going
in.
Okay.
In we go. Onward, Palor soldiers.
Onward, Palor soldiers, marching off to war.
I am not going to lose.
Okay, let's cut back on the camp a little.
Okay,
bit.
Yeah, getting a little too cheesy here, guys.
This is just a little too much.
You're going to have to make a little more murder of the hobos.
Okay. No,
that can be done.
That can be done. Of the hobos, not murder hobos.
We're invading their home right now.
Okay,
we're
home invasion.
Going to see if he needs medical assistance.
So as you look across the room, there's...
After he stabs him a little bit? Okay, so what you've got?
You see down in the cave that there is a human male body sprawled on his back.
He
wears only
well.
Leather breeches. He doesn't look healthy.
Is he dead?
I'm not.
Yeah, are you going to go up and find
I'm
out?
I'm not touching it.
I have a long ladle.
Poke it.
Where else do you put that ladle? Do you want to touch a sick person with your ladle?
Oh, you want
to
poke it with my staff?
You know, I would think a cleric would look at it.
I'm
going to go up and poke him with a sign.
Stop that.
That's not respectful.
So you're going up as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just go ahead forward. And give me a medical roll as he's poking it with the stick. And just for giggles, everybody
wow,
roll
a
initiative.
A non-natural 20.
A non-natural 20.
And my initiative is...
Oh my god,
oh
natural
my god,
20.
Natural 1.
I got a 2.
My initiative is 4.
I got a 23.
This guy likes me.
I just wasted a natural 20.
You keep
you
the ground eye. The ground
20.
Eye is yours.
So,
2 for initiative.
Okay.
23.
Gary got a 1. Is that with your bonuses?
I got a no. Yeah, but it's 4.
It's 4. Okay.
18.
Plus bonuses?
Mm-hmm. No. That's total.
Okay, and 13.
Double digits!
I know! It's so exciting! I don't have negative to initiative in this.
Okay,
venture.
So for your medical roll,
lean forward. I'm going to whisper in.
Okay, because she rolled really good on her medical, so she knows a secret. Okay, so as Jazz pokes the human on the ground. Okay.
Hold it. Whisper.
Cheeky
secrets there.
Okay. So, top of the initiative order, after he pokes the body, it starts to stir. It is Carrie's turn.
Well, I assumed I'm with the rest of the group.
Are you walking in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just move us all up there.
I'm holding action for anything menacing.
Okay, now be specific. From the body, from down the hallway, from
I'm
the
actually
ceiling.
Watching from around the environment.
Okay, so
I don't really care about the
nearby.
So you're
us.
Covering their back?
I'm paying attention to the environment.
Okay. So pretty much at that moment, as the Dragonborn is poking it with his glowing
What's the Dragonborn's
sign,
name?
Kriv.
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 Start using their names.
Yeah.
Write them down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Sister Solace. Yeah. My pencil lid breaks.
Talon,
Tallyn. That's nice.
Thank you.
Silvio,
Silvio,
Jocelyn.
Silvio
the
stupendous.
Riona. Riona Otuk. Or Otuk, yeah.
I thought that was.
It's Otuk.
I don't know.
Like
it comes out differently when I'm Irish.
Wait, don't say Otuk because that's an old.
I was like
Otuk
is in the
Otuk.
Kriv.
Otuk
is
in the
Otuk.
Bilbo's Otuk. Relations.
Sure. This
is a fine thing you've said there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Okay.
So, all of a sudden, the body lunges up after you, and it's. Obviously, you're now realizing this is not a sick person, but when the eyes open up, it is a zombie because it has cold, dead eyes.
I'm going to say, well, this makes me feel a little better about the home invasion.
It's their watchdog.
And John Bonnie Kerchief.
And I think we've all learned a little something about poking things.
By the way, I'm not very cautious. It's one of my flaws.
No, that's
so
fine.
I think I've played well to that one.
No, that's fine.
Yep. I have chipped you.
Well, I always diffuse tension. That's my personality.
Well, and so far, you're
that's
doing
my personality trait, bitch. Now, just so you know, the official DMG says you should earn approximately one of these a session. So if he's giving more, that's good, but
yep.
You have to.
He's also, no, we
I'm
we,
just saying,
we
he doesn't have
chips.
To.
So what Gary's saying is I'm going to be stingy the rest
no,
of the game.
No, I'm just saying, don't bitch.
We like your generosity.
Okay.
Yes,
right?
You.
And it is going to thrash at you.
Okay.
Oh, a 19 turned into a 3.
Yeah, definitely don't let it touch you.
Basically, it stopped at a 19, but it hit like some pencil lead and rolled over to a 3. So I'm assuming a 6 will not hit you.
It will not. I am more dodgy than that.
Okay. The zombie stands up and lurches for you.
Yeah, it's not going to last long against a cleric, I guess. Do your burst.
Zombie.
I'm last in initiative. Otherwise,
how could you be last? Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I would have told y'all, guess what? It's dead.
That was
okay.
The secret. The whispering
so,
secret.
Or undead.
Kriv, it is your turn. You have a zombie.
You
want to
back up?
Face.
Things are always so unpleasant.
Okay, if you back up,
we'll
get an attack of opportunity.
He can
go
disengage,
but
that's his
But that's his attack, yeah.
Go for it.
So you're going to disengage?
Yeah, try it, bitch.
No.
Okay.
I'm walking out because I'm going to firebolt you in the face.
Will a 5 hit you?
It will not.
No.
I'm more dodgy.
Most objects are more dodgy than a 5.
Yeah.
Inanimate objects are more dodgy than a 5.
Switching back to the old GM dice. away from the green dice.
Oh, but they're so pretty.
Yes, but they roll so sucky.
They love us.
All right.
It's because I bought
that. That is the gold, green, slash white from Jessix. Oh.
Will a 16 hit it?
A 16 will definitely hit it.
Okay. And... it can take 10 damage.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not going to be doing well.
Okay, you just blow off half of its face and just burn the torso.
Damn it, don't scare a dragonborn like that.
The cave is briefly lit up by the burst of fire.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden you hear fire echoing down the cave. Okay.
Echo.
It is now our monk, Otuk's turn.
It seems that the dragonborn has things well in hand, and I'm far back here at the back. Is there anything else to see?
There's some sounds coming down the caveway, but it's not anything very major-ish.
Oh, perhaps I should sidle up a bit.
You could pop right here and get hand in hand with it.
I should. Surely like to make sure this foul creature
you can move
understands.
To her friendly
yep.
spaces.
Yeah. Exactly.
She wants to serve him up a bit of stew.
Yeah.
Ladle
if she does head. If she does hit it with a ladle, she's not making dinner for us.
This is my ladle of doom. I never cook with this one.
Thank God.
She it's has been fairly seasoned.
I'm totally
very
watch her when she cuts.
You have a 14.
14 will easily hit it.
Yeah, that's all right.
And let's see here.
It's very lumbery.
A grand total of 5 damage.
You basically are crushing in the other half of his face that wasn't blown off by the fireball, but it is still there.
Ladle to the head.
Ladle to the head. Okay, so it is now going to be Sildario's.
Silvio. I'm going to hold my action to see if I care.
And specifically, how would you use your action?
If anything triggers my caring about this, I will jump in. As of now, not really.
He knows that everybody
I do not wish
hand.
To feel free of my blade on this thing.
So I'll let the cleric go.
Okay, it is your turn.
Okay.
No, you're not okay.
Sister Solis is going to go ahead and strike at him with her mace and say, "Be gone, foul creature, may Pelor
smite
your paint off this off this world."
Okay, roll a strike.
Okay. How about
try rolling
it on
again?
Yeah.
Land in between. Okay, is a 13 good enough to
that
hit?
That will hit.
Okay.
I think you're going to kill us. Validating my not care.
3 points of damage.
You swing your glowing mace. It crushes clavicle and a few ribs, but this thing is still just barely on its feet.
One point of damage!
You rolled the absolute minimum you could have done.
I did.
Okay. So.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I think it's Talon's turn.
Talon, what would you like to do?
I will fire an arrow at it.
I'm actually gonna save up all.
No, you won't.
It's me, probably.
You hold a one.
Roll me a 1d4 since everyone's in front of you.
Oh my God.
We're starting with one over here.
1d4.
Okay.
In the monk.
Three.
No, Carrie, just one to find out who's getting shot.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Roll damage.
Because we're all clumped together in a... Okay.
Roll
you
damage.
You just shot the monk in the back.
Is this because of the mead yesterday?
1 point of damage.
So what's your total?
Plus what?
5.
Carrie.
6 points of damage.
Carrie, come on.
10 points.
How did you do that?
Knock her unconscious.
You said my bow shoots a 1d8.
Now, how about
how
about this?
7 plus 3.
Let me toss something out. I totally get with a 1 she hits an opponent, but that doesn't magically give her the ability to pierce armor and stuff. I think she should have to re-roll to see if she then hits them.
Okay.
But then otherwise,
yeah,
all you have
point.
To do is, I want to hit you. You have super high armor.
Okay.
I'm going to aim at you.
So okay.
Roll for a strike. Okay.
I'm just tossing that out. It seems
I'll take that.
Roll for strike. D20.
Roll low.
Oh, yeah, you still hit.
You okay. hit.
So 10 points of damage from a straight arrow that just shot
that's
you.
That's
going to
drop
back.
You. You're first
well,
level.
Well, how high is your armor class?
14.
You're dropped.
Yeah, you dropped her.
By the way, an arrow.
arrow
so
just
sorry.
Hit took really, really lethally.
Well, I will kill. Obviously, you are the enemy of the party. I'm going to kill her.
Betrayal most foul.
I tripped over a puddle.
I will use my action to say, no, that was unexpected.
Crib, it is your turn.
Oh.
As the arrow point is sticking out your stomach.
Yeah, I'm blushing at my humiliation.
Okay.
Since the arrow had to pass through my square, I'm still claiming to be the most dodgy in the party.
You just matrix it. Can you take the smacker?
Can I get the arrow out of her and fireball the thing?
No. Basically, medical for her would be an action.
You want a medical thing? You don't want.
I'm just
the blood in.
No. That is true. You don't suddenly. If somebody has an axe in their head, you take them to the hospital. You don't pull it out.
Don't pull the arrow out. I think it would be a bad plan.
It's shishka to.
Okay,
so I will firebolt
firebolt it. Finish it off.
Yeah, I'm just killing a zombie with fire.
Yeah.
20.
That will hit.
It's dead.
For 4 points.
And it explodes in a whiff of flame.
Okay, I'm going to hit.
Don't destroy the arrow.
Okay.
Oh, you think I'm giving this arrow back to you? Oh no, I don't think so.
From now on, the bowman is in the front.
I'll be keeping this arrow as a memento.
That's right, it'll become the steel arrow.
And don't worry, your stew is going to be served with her spoon.
Yeah.
Would you like us keeping sight of zombie stew?
Okay, so are you going to use your spell, or are you going to use your medical skill?
Well, it's just the beginning of the adventure.
We need to use a spell.
It's a pretty grievous spell.
It's like mortal wound.
Use your spell.
Okay.
I'll be stone dead in a moment. Fear not, Otok. I shall call upon the blessing of Pelor to save you.
As he laughs, Pelor laughs. I will totally heal this brave. What?
That's fun. I think cure wound is healing word or more powerful.
Well, wait. There's wounds. Cure serious wounds. She should use cure humorous wounds.
Again, you go back to the humorous because, it's like the arrow through the head.
He was involved in a serious accident. No, she was involved in a humorous accident. A clown of cards. Okay, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to use Cure Wounds because it's a bit more powerful. So I will lay my hands upon you, and it will radiate light from my touch all across the... Actually, I pulled the arrow out. And then upon your wound, I place my hand, and it grows with the light of Pelor. And I will beseech him to heal you. And
roll a 1d8.
1d8.
Roll well.
Plus your wisdom modifier.
So you heal. What's my wisdom modifier? Okay, you heal 7 points of damage.
That's good. Now I'm up to 8 hit points.
And they bandage your wound.
And you now know not to turn your back on the rogue. I mean the ranger.
Are we sure she's
an ineffectual ranger?
I'll be keeping that arrow. Thank you kindly.
I don't mind going
Who
first.
Knew this was what they meant by ranger danger?
She can see in the dark.
Now. I can see in the dark.
I'm okay. Not going to scout camp.
Okay. So now that they're putting the ranger in the lead looking for danger, you see with your dark, because you have total dark vision.
Right? I have dark vision.
Okay.
There's
a ledge up here.
Yeah, everybody.
There's a ledge up here. So ledge is up. And there's two things kind of like lumbering up there.
I quickly pass the word.
Okay.
Is it what?
So they know.
Two okay. things lumbering on
the
word.
Ledge. The bird is the word.
Okay.
You just dated yourself.
I know.
Not that dated. You know, the that people
song.
Were born
the
in
bird. The bird is the word.
In 2000, probably don't know. What that
and don't forget, Family Guy plays that.
That's true.
Bird.
Okay. I thought we decided to put the loot away.
It was so musical.
You can go ahead and pause for a sec. All right, so those of you in dark vision, you notice that there is something lumbering up here. Do you
can
keep...
I tell, can I peek?
Yeah, you guys can get closer.
I want to get closer and peek. It okay. is further spawn of darkness. Obviously.
Spawn of darkness.
You should
yes.
kill those.
Yeah.
There's something up there, and we're glowing like a freaking day glow.
But they're dead. They're undead, you know. They don't really cogitate.
We'll purge their taint from this world.
So as... And everyone's
coming
closer,
right? Do we want
to move
back and let them come into an area where we can fight them better?
Well, there's...
Because they have the high ground.
There is a... It's a ledge.
Let them fall
so
off.
It's,
yeah. Or Kiri can just shoot arrows up.
Yeah, let's... If we move...
Talent.
Friends...
Oh, I have a crossbow!
Friends, A, it will delay the need for me to do anything. And B, if we move backwards... They will follow us, and then we will have a large...
Yeah,
you should get their attention,
yeah.
and then they'll chase you.
Look,
let me get the
range on my face-melting spell here.
Yeah, I'm going to actually,
face-melting
I'm gonna actually start pushing the group back.
Oh, I'm fine
okay.
moving backwards. I feel a bit winded
can I
still.
See what they are?
Because right now,
yeah.
we can
go
only,
ahead and
only
give
one
me
person
a
can fight them.
Perception.
She and I can fire arrows into
yes,
them.
Exactly.
And so
my
here, put
perception.
Me up there, because I can follow a crossbow.
If you move back...
We can still shoot them. I can see. Cause we
I know exactly what they are.
Okay, 22, you notice that there's two zombies and they seem to be holding something, each of them.
Like what?
It looks like a box.
I can see too.
It looks like
would
a box.
Put my character?
Pretty much.
Oh.
No, no.
I'm yes. afraid if they drop that thing.
She's the other one. There you go.
I'm not with
the as you're watching, they seem to drop the boxes.
Oh. Run away!
Which proceed to fall and shatter, releasing rocks that, because of the angle of the slope, are bouncing down the hallway towards you.
I'm backwards.
We're moving backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, backwards.
You two, give me a dex save from the tumbling, bludgeoning rocks that are tumbling down.
My 15.
You are easily getting away from the tumbling rocks.
Yes.
Natural 20!
Jump over the rocks.
And you are easily, with a light of Paylor, gliding
yes.
between the rocks. As it's the rocks...
There. I am dancing as if a moon, as a sunbeam.
So why don't
okay.
we just wait there?
Now everyone roll initiative.
You were good. You move everybody back.
I did better 16. This time.
Not much better. 5, 6, 7, 8.
12,
11.
7, I'm last again.
I'm excited about this game where I get double digit initiative rolls.
And tell him what
funny,
you
funny, I am getting your
well,
rolls.
That's true, you are.
Color is not blessing me.
No,
no,
hey, initiative isn't as important as, let's say, hitting.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did make my deck safe.
So, first in the order is going to be these zombies.
Can they get us?
And they actually will come shambling down the walkway. First one's going to come and drop down the slope, taking damage. 3 points damage.
And of course, their distance, because they have to jump, is reduced, right? Because it's...
Well, they're just basically falling down. That's why they're taking the damage.
Yeah, but wouldn't that also count for rugged terrain?
Yeah.
Because of the rocks they just
so
threw down
there?
Reduce their movement.
Well, they're zombies, too. They should shamble.
Yeah.
Shamble, shamble.
Shamble, shamble.
And then, you know, you're very
how fast
good.
Do zombies move?
Bow.
And then this one's going to do the same and unfortunately be stuck behind its friend. Okay, so it is now Kriv's turn. Kriv's doing really good on the initiative.
Yep. I'm going to firebolt the one in the back, actually.
He's using evil dice, too.
A 12 will hit.
Ah.
It likes him, though.
Apparently.
For 5.
Okay. As the fireball goes lancing out, exploding on the zombie.
If we continue to move back more people. Only two people.
Well, they're 10-foot spaces, right?
Yeah, two people can get in one box.
Really?
Uh-huh. Okay. So,
If he cares.
I think he cares. There's two of them.
Okay, Talon, it is your turn.
Okay, I will fire the one in the front.
Zombie or player?
There are no players in front. So God forbid I roll a one.
Hell or forbid.
You roll a one.
No, I got an unnatural 20.
That will hit.
And it will be 9 points of damage.
Okay, as your arrow goes out and sticks inside it. Okay, and you going to do any movements or are you just going to stay right?
I'm going to stay right where I am. Let them come to us.
All right, cool. Okay, so it is now Otook's turn.
Right, well, I'm feeling a bit winded, but better. And I have this very fetching hat pin now. Fletching on one end. I suppose I'll bustle up and I'll have to smack one in the face with my ladle. Well, I won't be smacking it very hard because I don't think an 8 will hit.
An 8 will actually hit.
Really?
An 8 hits?
Zombies.
Wow. Alright. For 6 points of damage in the face in with the ladle.
As you just smash its face in and gore just spews everywhere.
I've had a bad day, zombie. And you're in my way.
And it is now Sister Soul's turn.
I am going to, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on her.
Okay.
Okay, so that will increase your, and this is technically a bonus action.
Okay.
So, a shimmering field appears, lights shimmering a field, surrounds you within, because you're within my range.
And a sphere of
sex. granting +2 to your AC for the duration. Actually, for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes?
Yes. It has,
I like this tingle. Yeah. It's delightful. It reminds me of a certain conversation with a certain barkeep.
Okay, so then I'm going to... So there's only one left, right?
No, there's two.
They're both dead.
Yeah.
Okay. She's right next to them now. Okay, I want to cast Sacred Flame. Where is it?
Yeah, it makes a reflex throw, which it is probably going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
So
these are not 30 Days of Night zombies. These
The one in the back.
The one in the back.
Oh, good idea.
And what is your... The save number? It should be the middle one. Middle box on the top of your sheet with your dice on it.
Oh, 12 versus DC.
It does not make it, so how much damage is it going
to take? Okay, instantaneous. Spell, let's see here, 1d8 radiant damage.
As radiant fire comes bathing down on top of it. Uh-huh.
4.
4 points?
So do I get my plus...
Yes.
5?
No, that's to strike.
Oh, that's just to strike. Okay.
You get, it should say D8. Does give you your wisdom modifier?
Let's see here. No.
Just 1D8? Mm-hmm. Well, it is a cantrip.
It's like, light take you!
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
As the radiant light comes down and burns its flesh, but it is still on its feet. It's now more skeleton than
zombie. Yes, but she's a wee bit... Otook's a wee bit more protected.
I'm infecting us all with the Irish.
I'm channeling Absinthe Mulligan, my Deadlands character.
And are you moving?
No, not yet.
Okay, so it is our dear fighter's turn.
Yeah, no, I finally have to do something. So I'm going to move up as slowly as I possibly can and still get there in time. I don't want to get winded. I'm going to take the same space as her, so
okay.
One person can move up. And I'm going to look at them, and as I'm moving up, I'm like, so he takes out, you've seen them before, they're like, the musketeers have them, they're like parrying daggers.
Okay.
Like
yes.
They're dull on the side, and they have a thing, like a parrying dagger, and pull one of those out. And then he finally pulls out a blade, which is very cool looking, in the picture. It looks kind of like dull plastic, like sort of-ish, but when it has its effect. Okay, so, and I will stab this thing.
Okay, stab it. Now are you going to do the shield, or?
Nope. Okay. This is just using his parry, so it just adds to my AC.
And it's the first one, right?
Yep. Ooh, not so good. Six is going to miss.
Six will miss.
Seven, eight, nine.
No, nine will hit.
Nine will hit.
So it does 13 damage.
Damn!
Ooh, man.
As you just do a Walking Dead style stick to the eye, and it just drops to the ground. Your blade even comes out clean. That's how well you did.
Oh wow!
It's disgusting.
Okay, so back to the top of the order, and it's the zombie's turn to step up.
Is everything in this cave?
He's still smoldering.
It all stinks. It's a very, very foul place.
Well, for you guys, I got the handkerchief.
I think the handkerchief was a fine idea.
It's perfume, too.
And the zombie's actually going to swing on you and your fine handkerchief.
That's fine. Come at me, bitch. I've got defensive duelist on.
And he rolls a one and then falls prone right in front of both of you.
Yes.
Opportunity of attack.
Show obeisance for your lord.
That gives them an opportunity of attack, doesn't it?
No.
When he's
strong.
To get
but
up.
They'll get advantage on
it. Yeah. They now have an advantage on a combat advantage. So, it is your turn, Dragonborn.
Is there any modification to my role for firebolting him?
Is it a ranged attack?
Yes.
Then you have disadvantage. Or no, it's actually he's got +2 of his AC.
He's got +2?
Okay. Yeah, for being prone.
So I will try to melt his face off again.
Okay.
And he will
and
hit.
Do it pretty well. 21.
Oh yeah.
You're right,
that
dice likes him.
Yeah, it does. The brown dice is forever.
Seven damage.
Forever, yeah.
His face explodes.
Yeah.
And he just goos onto the ground, falling down.
Ew.
That was a terrible mistake it did. Oh, I'm sorry, my lord.
Such is the fate of such vile creatures of darkness.
There you go.
I didn't want to have it to Sunday supper anyway.
Okay, so you guys are going to climb up the little ledge?
Yes.
Okay, you notice that there's a rock up there. It's got dried blood on it. Looks like it was used for sacrifice.
Well, it's always
very distasteful.
Trial.
It's a fairly easy climb, so I'll give it to you guys. You just make it up there.
And that's a great place to end it there.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and rpgpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
He's definitely dying. I can see it right now.
It's funny. He took a sip of soda right as you said that, and
he's trying not to spew in the
so
back
hard.
Of your head. He's got a don't spew face.
Always,
it looks like a
always
smile.
Always like whenever you abbreviate light weapons, it's always LT, and I always read as Lieutenant Bo. That's a very large weapon. I pull out my knife. I pull out a whole person. Who's in the military for some reason.
Not just Lieutenant Bo, Lieutenant X-Bow.
Yeah, so tell me.
Lieutenant Bowe, why is your boat
so big? Time to play.
Yep.
Yes. All right.
We're playing now.
All right. Welcome back to D&D Journey of the Fifth.